Good morning, Rabbi Yisai, and Agit Chodesh. So we started speaking yesterday about using the names Shmuel Yehuda, Avraham Yitzchak, and Yaakov to name little boys, just something that I came across. So whilst we're deciding what we're going to be learning this month, we thought we'd fill in with that. So, the Shmeres HaGuf V'HaNefesh, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, says as follows, Lo Yikra Ish Mizaroi, that no Jewish man shall call his child Esbenoi Yehuda Veloi Shemuel. And where does that come from? That comes from Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid. So the Tzavos of Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid contained many, many things, some of which some people say only applied to his own family. Some people say, I think everything only applied or was intended to apply to his own family or his own descendants. This might be one of them. But let's have a look what he says. He says, Nati Kan Es Loshen Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid B'Tzavos Osoi, Ois Nun Aleph. Okay, so he writes as follows. This is the actual text of Rebbe Yehuda Chosid. Lo Yikra Ish Mizaroi Es Benoi Yehuda Veloi Shmuel. Nobody should use the name Yehuda and not Shmuel. And then he writes, this is so interesting, I don't know why. Lo Yidor Rav BeHeidelberg Ki Lo Yarech Yomim. So don't live in Heidelberg, because anybody who lives in Heidelberg won't live very long. Now, I don't know whether he means Rav, but Heidelberg means staying long time, because he says Lo Yarech Yomim, but I think it means a rabbi, because look at the next words. Next word, Lo Yido Kohen Beregensburg. So the Rav should not live in Heidelberg, and the Kohen should not live in Regensburg.
Sounds like it's clerical.
What?
Sounds clerical.
Okay, and then he says Veloy Elozo. But I don't know what he means by Veloy Elozo. Does he mean a Kohen should not live in Regensburg? And who are then anybody called Elozo should not live in Regensburg? I don't know. Then he carries out, Lo Yidor Ish, but Augsburg. Then Augsburg, he writes, and in the Maduras Minchen, the Nusach is, Lo Yoduru Ish ve Isho, a couple should not live in Augsburg, but Estreich. Yeah, there's a place called Augsburg. Augsburg. Somewhere in Austria, and he says that no couple should live there. Elim Kain Yelchu min Amalchus b'chol shono chodesh, unless they leave out of the kingdom of Austria, they should leave 1 month out of every year. So we've got these funny things.
How does it come into?
I don't know. As I said, we're not yet talking about the names. We're coming on to that. Yeah. Yes. He's quoting the Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, who said that a rabbi should not live in Heidelberg, Kiloyach Yomim, a Kohen should not live in Regensburg, nor in Elozo, an Ish V'Isha should not live in Augsburg, in Austria, unless they leave 1 month out of every year. And then he says, Ish Mizaroi Sheyoldo Lo Toichel Pam Rishon Atanagoylas, that the first thing that she eats after her giving birth should not be Atanagoylas. Okay, Ukvar Tomu Mephoshim. He writes here that the Mephoshim, Kvar Tomu, they found it very strange. Al Kavonas Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid, Va'al Lashoinoi. It's very strange. We don't know exactly what he means, and we don't know either, besides what he means, whether or not it was intended for the entire population or not. So, Bleida, we'll carry on with that tomorrow. He does say here that in the Shurik Nes Sagdoli, it says, Ulai Nema Tavozoi Lazaroi. Lazaro Rabbi Huda Chosibil Vad Bipne Sibo Yodua Loi. That maybe it was only written for his descendants for some reason which is known to him only. And Belineda will find out some more information about these strange things tomorrow.
It has to be about his family only.
Well, some say maybe. He never wrote.
Things that are impossible for most people or not necessarily.
Right. But there are a lot of people who keep things that are in Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, like, you know, being makbid about a girl's name, the colour's name being the same as the mother-in-law and all this, or the father-in-law and the son-in-law. There are various...
They want to do what he did.
Yeah,
He never put any obligation on them to do it.
Maybe.
Started in a tollway in northwest London, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh. Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Lamed Tishri, Rabbi Chaim Blaya Shlita. Topical theme. This week's Torah been sponsored anonymously for the Songs on the Soon of Tzipi Itzkovitz, Satichia, and Shimi Simons, Neriyah. Chachta takes place today. Sibintov and Madaltov, יהי רצון השם לבאס נמון בישראל לשם לסלו, ולאלה נשמע סבי יוסף דו בן רב שמעון מיכל צבי איצקוויץ, our founder and organizer.
It's a memory, our memory is the Simcha
Shus Moirav Rabbeisai, Agit Chodesh. It's a big cover to be able to speak again at the Torah way. The truth is, when I got the phone call to be asked to speak this morning, I was very upset because it wasn't our esteemed Dudi Iskowitz who was calling. But at the same time, I was very happy to see that there's a continuation and it continues this gewaltige Sach. So may this Shi'al Kapon be Lil Nishmosoi, and to remind ourselves of the Yedidus which we had together. When Rav Frenkel called me, he said that this week was a special week in Torah Way, and Dudi had it marked down on his Luach that this is the thousandth week of Shiurim Tamidim Kesidron, and he was very excited for this week to happen. L'maisa d'Ribbono Shel Olam took him to Olam Emes, but from there he's definitely reaping and seeing all the Shiurim, all the hundreds of thousands of Shiurim of Torah which was learnt. Here we just see people, but there he can see the Schusim which he actually created and continues to be Malavahim. Yehi Zichroi Burich.
Amen.
Wanted to discuss an interesting topic, which sometimes people think that it's not so relevant, but it does come in sometimes. Recently, people have chosen different oriental places to visit, if it's the summer vacation or things like that. And people very often visit Morocco. It's become on the map of where places people go to vacation. There, there's things cheap, there's markets, you can buy slippers, leather belts, and things like that. There could be a shaila of the kashrus of these things, meaning you don't eat belts, but nevertheless, could be that these belts is made from hides of animals which were shochtun lavoy dezora. The same applies to shofrus, and that's where this topic really came up. It applies to shofrus, which come from Morocco, which for all the years everyone's used shofrus from Morocco. But recently, last year, Al Kaponim, there was a historius of maybe there could be a chashash of Avodah Zorah in these items.
Morocco is Muslim.
That's the problem. Al Kaponim, that's the problem, and that could be the solution. That's the Nidin Al Kaponim. Like he says, Ba'atzem Avodah Zorah, there's different religions which they are worshippers, but there's a Machlokes Rishonim whether Arabs are worshippers, and right in saying so. The Rambam paskens in Hilchos Yayin Nesach that Yayin Nesach from Goyim is Fashteitzach Osse Bachile, Osse Bishtir, and it's Osse Bahano. But Yishmaelim is Osse Bachile, but it's not Osse Bahano. And the reason the Rambam says is because Yishmaelim Einom Ovde Avodah Zorah. They're not Ovde Avodah Zorah. They believe in a Novi Sheker who woke up one morning with a bad dream. But Lemaisa, they believe in the Eibishter, they believe in God, and they believe in one God. And they believe that he's not the God, he's not a helper, as opposed to Christianity, where they believe he's a God, he's a helper. But they believe that he's a Novi, like Lahavdil, Elif Avdolos. We have Neviim, so yeah, he also had a Novi. But just this Novi seemed to change things drastically from the original religion. But nevertheless, they believe him as a Novi, but not a God as such. So, and therefore, the Rambam paskens and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that also in Yayin Nesach, that if Vivai, they're not Ovde Avodah Zorah, for Shteisach, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to drink the wine because of Issa Chasnus, and it's an Issa Drabonon, but there's no Issa Hano. But where Mashenken, if it would be Avodah Zorah, then there would be a problem, there would be a proper Issa Hano. So, like you pointed out, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yayin Nesach that Yishmaelim are not Ovde Avodah Zorah.
There's no Yayin Nesach
there? What? You're not allowed to drink it, but there's no Issa Hano. That means if you have Yayin. Sorry?
Why can't you sell it?
You can sell it, yeah. You can
Why
sell
can't
it.
You drink it.
Because there's a Gzeri Drabonon Al Tziyayin, because of Issa Chasnus. You might come to marry their daughters. And this is another point which I learned from our Rebbe, the Gaivid of Yerushalayim, Reb Tovia Weiss, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. He pointed out, when we were accepting Hoiro, he pointed out that whenever there's no such thing as missing halachos in different halakim of Shulchan Aruch, meaning that sometimes the Moiro could think which shail has come up already. Shabbos and things are possible v'cholov, but Shechit and Treifas are not so relevant to every Moira Ro. And he instilled in us that no, every chelik of Shulchan Aruch is choshev, and you can never know where the sif of Shulchan Aruch, the relevant sif, can come up. So last year, before Rosh Hashanah, we were delving into different sugyas in Hilchos Shechita and Hilchos Yayin Nesach in order to find out whether these shofars of Rosh Hashanah are mutter to use. Because the Mechavin Hilchos Shechita Simon Dalet Siv Zayin. Yishmaelim she'eino manichim Yisrael lishchoit. Elim ken yihafuich ponov le'al kibla. Tahaynu she'yafuich ponov neged amizrach. Keminig chukoyseyem. Eine doim le'sheuch le'shem horim. Emi komokim roi levat la'minig ahi. Ve'ligoy b'misho yitzakein. This din is from the Rashbo. The Rashbo, they had a problem in the Muslim countries where there were Jews. And the Jews shechted the behemoths. Now, how the setup in many different countries until today in Eretz Yisrael, the setup is that the Yidden Shecht, what's kosher, and there's no problem of treifas, they take for themselves, but they have a roiv, or we decide that they're treifas. You can have 70 or 60% of treifas of cattle which we can't take. So it can't go le'ibud, otherwise the price of meat will soar even higher than it is. So maybe they have an agreement. The Yidden will take the kosher animals, and the treifa animals, or which we have a chashash of a treifa, they sell it or they give it to the Yishmaelim, to the Arabs. And for Shteitzach, they pay less for it. But nevertheless, Al Kaponim, it's not a loss. But the Yishmaelim, Lahavdil Elif Avdolos, they also have criteria in order that what can they can eat. They call it a halal. That's the type of meat, kosher, klape them, that they're allowed to eat. They also have certain dinim of shechita. That means it doesn't have to be a sakin, a chalif, without any pegimus. They don't have the chamesh dine of shechita, but nevertheless, it has to be slaughtered. It can't be just stunned or killed in a different way in order that I should be able to eat it. One of the criteria of making halal is they have to, when they shecht the behemoth, the head of the behemoth has to be facing El Qibla, which El Qibla be'etzem is
Mecca.
That means originally they used to do it to Mizrach, to the east, and then they changed it that it always has to be wherever the animal is in the world, they have to face the animal to El Qibla, which is Mecca. And that's what they do. Ad Hayom Azeh, that's one of the criteria. Interestingly enough, one of the other criteria is before they shecht, the shoichet, whoever shechting, has to shout a very undesired word which we've come to recognize in sorrow, and that is Allahu Akbar. Before they shecht the animal, they have to shout Allahu Akbar, which bats, and that means God is great. And then it's roy for them to eat. So the Medinas, back in the Middle East countries, when the Yidden wanted to shecht, the Yishmaelim were mechayev every single shoichet, the Yiddish shoichet, to do these two things. They were mechayev to put the animal towards Mecca, and they were also mechayev the shoichet to say Allahu Akbar right before he shechts. So just in the meaning Allahu Akbar, then it's Allahu Akbar means God is great. So the Yid saying it, you can say that God is great. It's not a problem. So the Rashba addresses over here the first Nakuda that Ishmaelim Sheino Manichim, the Arabs didn't let the Jews shecht unless they put the animal to El Qibla, and then it'll be kosher. So the Rashba says that's Beseder. So the Taz brings down the svar of the Taz is because of Ze Shoichet Vze Mechaven. That means the Yid is doing the Shechita. The Goy is being Mechaven, maybe Lamazogim to Avoy Dezora. So the Maisa, the Yid is doing the Pola. If the Yid is doing the Maisa Shechita, then it can't be Avoy Dezora. That's one of the reasons that the Taz brings down from the Rashbo. Lefi that, Zog the Prima Godim, it comes out that if the goy would shecht it, so you don't have the svara ze oivud ze shoichet vze mechashev, means the goy himself is doing the shechita and he is being mechaven l'avoy dezora, then it would be a problem, because the whole het is because the yid is doing the shechita and the goy is being mechaven, that can't passel the shechita l'avoy dezora, that can't create it l'avoy dezora. Mash enken is mashma that if the goy himself does the shechita, so then it will make a problem of Avoy Dezora. Now, klape, eating the animal doesn't make a difference to us, because if a goy shecht it, then it's possible that we're not going to eat it. But the nafka mina could be where it becomes also bahano. And from an animal, there's many benefits from an animal. You could use it's his horns for a shofar, and you could use his hide for leather belts, or leather slippers, or leather sandals, and things like that. If it's Avoy Dezora, then it becomes also bahano, and you wouldn't be able to use any of these things, bechlal. Bechlal for everyday usage. And that's what Lemaisa the Prima Godim goes with. The Prima Godim is Machmen says that these, if we know that the Goy Shechted it, then it's going to be a problem. The Pesach Tshuva already brings down over there in Tshuva Sratvaz, Shekosav de Bizmanenu Ein Lochush Klal Azeh Sheinu Makpidim Azeh. Nowadays we don't have to be choshesh for this chashash, because Einu Makpidim Azeh means that they don't fodder it in a very strict manner. Could be that's one of the criteria of halal, but they'll play a blind eye. So if they're not so makbid on it, it seems that it's not hakboda, they're not dafka. Could be that that's what they used to, and it becomes as a way of life, so that's what they do. But if they're not makbid on it, they don't fodder it.
The shechita is not reliable.
Say that, but we're not looking to eat. We're saying that it doesn't become osabano. So the Radvaz is talking about that. That's not a problem, because forget it's the yid is doing the shechita, but in makbidim vibat they're not makbid on it, and it doesn't become mamish mandatory criteria. So mamela it doesn't have that shafkite.
All this is al sad that it is avoy dezora.
Oh, so
the Rambam.
So the shaila is, how do we deal if the machaba over here from this machaba it's mashma that there is a problem of Avodah Zarah, and the whole Hetzer is because of Zeh Choshev Vzeh Mechaven. If not for that, then there would be a problem of Avodah Zarah. Yishmaelim are not Mechaven Avodah Zarah. And like, so how do we answer the Stira in Shulchan Aruch? And in Yain Nesach, the Rambam says that Yishmaelim are not Avodah Zarah. So the Mefarshim, I'm trying to, there's different Mechalchim how to understand the Mechaven, but I'll come upon him. The Minhag HaOlam is definitely in the Ganze Welt that we don't look at it as a Be'etzim problem, because we take on the Shittus HaMechaber. There are some Shittus HaShalim, there's a Mashmos in Iran, there's a Mashmos in a different Rashbo, which also says that could be that there is a problem, could be that we do take on that they are over the Avodah Zarah, but Rov Rishonim and Achronim don't paskin like that. And there's different ways to be Yashiv, why the Mechaber over here. And that means the Mechaber is based on the Rashbo, and the Shoyl on the Rashbo was asking this question. So on that, the Rashbo answered that whatever the case, there's no problem because of this Svara. But he was only Kilu agreeing, Kilu Alat said that the Shoyl was right in saying that, becomes also Bano, but we anyway don't have a problem because they're Choshev, they're Chashev, they're Mechaber. But it's mashma from the taka of the loshon of the Shuv Rashbo that it's only because of the shoyl asta zoi, so the Rashbo got out of it by saying that there's anyway no problem. But he wasn't maskim to say that be'etzem that ze'isa no. Why did the Mechaber bring it down? The Mechaber brings it down because maybe he wants to shtaken the. He says the Mechaber says it's not a problem. It's untasteful. It's something which we shouldn't to go with, and it's something which we don't look to do, and therefore we shouldn't do it. So, could be else that the Mechaber brought down this whole halacha because of that nekuda. The Prima Godim, later on in Hilchos Shechita, in Hilchos Brocha of Shechita. Well, there the problem was, Be'etzem, that there was a shailov of Hefsuk mitzad the brocha. When this Arab was mechayev the shoychet, the Yiddish shoychet, to shout Allahu Akbar just before the shechita, why is there not a problem in the Hefsuk between the brocha and the shoychet? So, and the brocha and the shechita. So there is a svar to say that that it's als geiterein in the Tzorcha Shechita, if that's what they're mechayev. But Be'etzem, if they're saying it, and they're not saying it because the Yid wants to say it, Be'etzem is being someone else is forcing him to say, which something was Be'etzem kim nishterein, then they're choshesh that it could be the problem of a hefsek. So there, they're interesting. The Prima Godim brought down a few aces of how to get out of it. It's apparent that this minig for the Arab to be mechayev the Jew to say Allahu Akbar just before the Maaseh Shechita, and it's not interesting that it wasn't enough for them to say it before the brocha. You could say Allahu Akbar, make the brocha, and then shech, but they weren't satisfied with that. There had to be mamish taken from Yad toch kedei dibur of Allahu Akbar, and then they can do the Maaseh Shechita. That wasn't good enough. So the Prima Godim says that we have an Eitzah. One of the criteria for halal was only on cattle, only on elim and kvosim, but on fowl, on birds, they weren't mechayev to say Allahu Akbar. Could be stam in their mind, there's not enough blood, they're thirsty for blood. If there's not enough blood from a chicken, sinish does nish genik, that it should be chal on it, Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Only when there's major bloodshed in Loelenu, like we saw, and in people and in cattle, when there's major bloodshed, then the roi to be mekayim al charbu chosichye as Allah wachba on that maisa. The bazaar is nicht du kann nicht. Ja, das sei blab mit shtei simunim of al charbu chosichye.
This hakpoda, was even if a yid was shechting for a yid, or only because I want to be able to sell it to the goy if it's treif?
No, if he's shechting it for a yid, then they weren't mechayev.
They
weren't mechayev. Do what you want.
Right. So therefore it's optional. Mitzad me, I'm not mechuyev to do that. I'm only doing it
because I want to be able to.
I want to be able to sell it cheap afterwards.
Right, you're saying that's the reason why I should be a hefsek.
Therefore, yeah. It should be a hefsek.
Yeah.
It's not compulsory.
Right.
You want to be able to sell it cheap afterwards, so therefore you want to do it.
Yeah, you could look at the big picture that maybe because of this we won't be able to afford to the kosher shechita, and you could look at the big picture. So the Prima Godin gave this etzah that the shoychet should make a brocha on the oif, shecht the oif, without any hefsek, and then, because anyway, he shechts many behemoths, he makes one brocha at the beginning, he's not mafsik in between, and then he carries on shechting. So he shechts the oif, makes a brocha, shechts the oif, and then afterwards he can say Allah wachba on the cattle.
The same brocha,
the Allah brocha. So the same brocha.
The Arab Muslim wants to answer Omen on the brocha.
Zalazukun Allah wachba. So that was one eitzah. Then there's another eitzah. There's another eitzah that he mentions that about a mitzvah, a brocha has to be over lasiyosom. But there could be that there's sometimes when you're doing a maisa and you're still doing that maisa of a mitzvah, so past that you can still do make a brocha. So there's another tzad. We find this in a few places that calls man that you're still being oisik in the mitzvah, then so past that you can make a brich some mitzvahs. So mamela they should say ala wachba, and then afterwards say ala wachba, start shechting, and then during the maisa shechita they should make a brocha. Yeah, and it's still called Avul Oibulas Yosin Kolzman, that he's still Oisik in the Maisa Shchita. That was another name. And the Prima Godim over there in Hilcha Shchita, Simon Yutes, he brings the Tzdodim. The Prichodosh is Mashma that he is Choshesh for Chashash Avoy Dezorah. But the Pritoya, the Rachayim HaKadosh, argues and says that the Matzias is that they're not Mechavan Avoy Dezorah, and even when they say all this, and even when they follow this criteria, it's not because it's the Avoy Dezorah. If they have to face El Kibla, it's like he compares it that we daven according to Mizrach. Do we serve the sun or something? Do we serve Episod Gvisa Zach? It's just Derech Kovod, where we give Kovod to Yerushalayim. So Memele, we give Kovod to something which is dear and precious to us. So for them it was that more of a covered thing rather than episode should be chashash of a takrimis of a dezora. It was more poshet alza honor. But the Prima Godin brings down kosev a prichodosh b'mekoyim shashmeilim ein manichim lishchoit elim kein oima Allah wachba pirish el kabe God is great. It's a hefsek between the brocha and the shechita, and that's what. He handles over there. Later on, the Prima Godim says, "Mikol mokem lahalochi yesh levatel minigzeh, v'chein apritoya tzivach kechruchya da'av kechukas hoev kechovim. Mi yodea im mechavnim la'avodes kechovim? Who knows if they are being mechavnim la'avodes kechovim?" From this loshen, from the Prima Godim brings down, Avada, he's saying it's a horrible and ugly minig that we should be saying Allah wachba because they're mechayev us, and we should be mevatel minig. But who knows? Mi yodea im mechavnim la'avodes kechovim. Maybe they are being mechavnim la'avodes kechovim. So this lesson from the Prima Godim is the poskim can try to understand what's he trying to say over here. That means we have a Shulchan Aruch that paskins that Yishmaelim are not oved avodes zorah. But still, nevertheless, it's very important to be mechavel, to be mevatel the minig of saying Allah wachba b'shas teshchita, because who knows? Maybe they're being mechavnim la'avodes kechovim.
That's the
going to say, yeah. Zelfnish, Zavzan, the blood shedder. It has to be the Shoichet himself who says it. Yeah, they don't have the thing of Shomea Ka'ina of Arvus.
There's another problem. When they say this, that's what they use when they set off suicide bombs, when they kill people in community centers and.
Shuls.
Shuls.
Yeah.
And therefore?
They are mechavim.
It's a death cry in their efforts to murder Jewish people.
It's not. So that's what I pointed out. It's not. It doesn't seem that it's designated for that. It's whenever they're doing something, they Allah wachba means God is great. So we recognize it as a horrible sentence because we recognize it with murder.
Not our God, that God is not
everything. No, but we have one God. We share the same God.
they, the God that they worship is this.
They don't worship. That's the point that you started off saying yourself. They don't worship that God. He's a Novi Sheker. Oysa Meshugna is one of the Rishonim call him. But he's not a God. They don't worship him. So we recognize it as and associate this sentence to something horrible and murder and bloodshed. But in reality, in taitra of the words, it's Sach HaKol, it's saying Baruch Hashem, or saying that God is great. Hokeil HaGodol HaGibor. That's what they say. They looked at that they're doing as a mitzvah. They're doing that as this is Kilu Tzivui of what they're meant to be doing. This is their Avodas HaGetchka. But and Memele, that's what they're doing. But the actual sentence is not the translation of the sentence is not a bad thing. But when the Prima Godim adds in these words, Mi yodea im chavim lavoy de zoro, Pashas Pshat is that could be that Anochanama, if you look in the doctrine of the religion and where it explains what we believe in and what they believe in and what they don't believe in, could be it says Taka, that we believe in one Hashem and we believe in as a Novi Sheker, as a helper. But and could be that's taka the setup of the religion. But it seems to be mashma that we're looking for the Amoritz who doesn't know the religion, who doesn't know the religion well. And nevertheless, he might think that when you say Allah Wahba, then he's being mechaven to be makrav this korban, this behemah, l'avoy de zorah. And he might make a toss, kilu, in the real understanding of the religion and make a mistake. And therefore, could be that when he's mechaiv the Jew to say Allah Wahba, could be he is personally being mechaven l'avoy de zorah. So it's an interesting thing, because if we tak have to be choshish that means there's the nation, there's the religion of Muslim which they be'etzim are not over the avoy de zorah, but nevertheless on the small scale each yochid we have to think that he's making a personal mistake and doing the wrong thing and he is being mechaven l'avoy de zorah. But nevertheless by yainess if we find that there's no such thing, we don't have to think that every goy maybe he'll pick up the wine and be mechaven yola, or he is a worshipper. We see that yain is mutibano from everyone. It's a uniformed halacha for every Ishmael. Just over here, there seems to be a more of a chashash for some reason that mi yodea if meinu mechavenim l'avoy de zoro. But and therefore the Prima Godim bleibt a chiddush. Be'etzem it was a chiddush. Now what happened last year, just before Rosh Hashanah, someone wrote a shtickle tshuva about this whole noisa. Versteht sich that there's long arichas on which Rishonim hold that it is that they are over the Avodah, which Rishonim don't hold. There's a long arichas, but the point which they got stuck on was this Prima Godim, and that was made a whole koch about the shofars which come from Morocco. Today, most shofars come from in Eretz Yisrael, come from Morocco, because they shecht a lot of elim, of rams, and there's a certain type of shofar which that means the old shofars which we used to use were shiny and glossy and completely without ragged edges. Nowadays there's it's called chatzi mu'ubad, half worked out shofars where the side of the mouth. It's nicely varnished and finished. Not varnished, but it looks has a varnish thing. But the end bit still has the lines, the natural lines of the way it grew on the ram's head, and those all come from Morocco. If we choshesh for this Prima Godim, that maybe they're being over the Avodah Zorah, comes out that the shofar is the shofar shel Avodah Zorah, and therefore it's kapaskin ten hilah and orachaim and hilchas shofars and hilchas Rosh Hashanah that you can't use a shofar which is l'Avodah Zorah. And Mamela, that was Mesoira, a big shaila, whether we can be Yotze Hilchas Tkir Shofar with these shofars.
But again, that's only if you say it's Avodah Zorah.
Right, true. And therefore, Halacha Lemaisa, most poskim came out that Avodah, the shofars from Morocco or from anywhere in the Middle East, or Beseda, because we take on Be'ikah like Leroy Rishonim, like the Mechab and Shulchan Aruch, that there's no problem, that they're not Ovda Avodah Zorah. Nevertheless, there were a few Machmirim which felt that we do have to be choshev for this Prima Godim, because Mi Yodea Meinu Mechavlim L'Avodah Zorah, the Tzbakant, the Divrei Yatzev, the Kleuzenburg Rebbe in Tshuva, has a long Tshuva, and he went very stark to be choshev for the Shittas Rishonim, for Das Yechidor, which which holds that you're not allowed, that they are Ovda Avodah Zarah, and therefore he holds that you're not allowed to go into Moras HaMachpelah, into the Oil Yitzchok, the place where, because they use it as a tifler, a base tefillah, so we know that it's shared. It's they use it and we use it and every now and again, the specific times of the year where we zoicha them to go into Oil Yitzchok. But that's as a tzura of a base tifler. What? Say the base tifler, if they're a place of worship, if they are Ovda Avodah Zarah, then you're not allowed to go into the base tifler. So Al-Aqsa you anyway can't go into because of Harabais. But besides that, it's a base tefillah, a base tefillah for them. So Moras HaMachpelah, Oil Yitzchok, has that same problem. So the Divrei Yatziv was very stark that you're not allowed to. So Lefi the Divrei Yatziv, last year, just before Rosh Hashanah, the Tzanzer Rebbe changed the shofar, put down his Moroccan shofar, and took out his old Fatzatish shofar from a Friedrich Rebbe, and Taka found it very hard to blow, because Lemaisa he wasn't used to that particular shofar. He was used to his easier shofar from Morocco. This year already he bought himself a new shofar from Argentina, where there's no problem of coming from the Muslim countries. But like we started off saying, that it's not only good to shofar, it's nageh also to belts, any items which come from leather or hide, which is made in Morocco. We don't have to be choshesh that there's a problem, because befrat, the ikar halacha is that there's no problem. Maybe by shofar there is mokum, sach hakol, the shofar is the thing which is trying to be mahapuch midas hadin to midas harachamim, and it's rotzen, and so maybe that there is mokum to be machme according to these das, to be choshesh for das yochid. But on regular everyday things where there's no inyan of mitzvah of it, then it's zicha al pi halacha muta to use these shofars or these items, leather items from the Middle East. The Rebbeinu Shem Zal help in that Al-Aqsa should change to Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'Meir b'Meini Omen.